Okay, so how did this band get together?
The band is really a function of a recording effort. You know, I'd had a band here in Seattle called Subset, and it was a couple friends of mine that was kind of a cover band playing 80s cover style music, but I had always been writing songs separately from that. And I decided to take those songs and create a recording project from that. And it turned out that some of the guys that were in my other band weren't going to be part of the recording project. So I just moved ahead with recording part of it, connected with some guys in Boston to help me make the record, and then renamed the effort Ransom in the Subset.
It's kind of crazy that you said that you were in an 80s cover band, because when I... the first time I listened to Anna, I just said to myself, I'm like, holy crap, this song would fit great in, like, a John Hughes movie in the 80s. Like, I could totally imagine, like, Molly Ringwald, like, brushing her hair and stuff like that and getting ready to, like, go out somewhere or something like that. What was the creative process behind that song? How was that song written?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because I definitely felt it as it started coming to me. I felt that there was something kind of emotional, special, movie-like about it when it started coming together. But there's a couple different parts of how that came together. I had that chord progression in my head for a while, and kind of that basic melody, and then but I wasn't really sure what to do with it yet. So one day I went into my the studio that I have in my home, and sometimes to kind of spark creativity, what I'll do is, on my iPod, I'll just kind of do random of all the songs, and then when that song plays, I'll think about the song that plays and the structure of the song, not necessarily the melody or the chords, but the structure of the song. And one day when I did that, there was a song that came up that had a similar idea of starting the song with this bop-bop, bop-bop, and then going into some kind of nice acoustic kind of thing. So I thought that structure would work good with those ideals that I had with that melody, and pulled it together that way.
You're not, when somebody reads the band's bio and they read about you and they hear Seattle, they expect you to sound a certain way, but you don't. How do you think that works to your benefit?
Well, I hope it works to my benefit, but you're correct. You know, in Seattle, there's kind of a legacy. You know, it has a kind of this grunge 90 kind of rough edge, not a whole lot of harmony kind of thing, and it really was difficult to find the right kind of people to help me make this record here in Seattle. And I had been working with a producer out here, a guy that had some, you know, involvement with a lot of the cool stuff that was going on in the 90s, but I just wasn't feeling that that kind of super melodic pop type of feelings that I wanted to get out of this record. So that's, you know, for that reason is why I started working with some folks in Boston that actually had that kind of background.
What do you think makes No Time to Lose special?
Well, I think what makes it special is it's the type of album that when you listen to it, it just makes you feel good. It's the kind of album that you can put, you can play in your car and you're driving and it's just making you feel good as you're listening to it. And as you pull in your parking spot, it's the kind of album that you know, you want to wait for that next, special part of the song. And most of the songs have that kind of element to it, you know, just making you feel good. There's not a lot of, you know, we're not trying to be deep or controversial in any way. We just wanted to make an album that people enjoy listening to.
What are your goals for the band? Was this just like a one-time thing, or are you guys planning to, you know, stay together and tour and promote the album?
Yeah, exactly. So we definitely plan on being a band that performs places. We're getting ready for a CD release show. We're starting to pull those items together for October. So we have musicians here in Seattle that are all part of this band, and we'll be playing more shows and, you know, and sometime record another record.
let's have a little bit of fun. Considering the fact that, you know, you guys are not your stereotypical Seattle band, and you have this really eclectic and different sound. What's a song on your iPod or your iPhone that you love that people wouldn't expect based on the way the band sounds?
My iPod is quite eclectic. You know, everything from some very, very rough, hard edge kinds of things to some very, very 70s poppy types of things. I know one. Take a Letter, Maria, you know. that's on my iPod, and I love that song, and we actually used to cover that song in the cover band I had as well.
What are your real goals for this band moving forward? What do you really want to get accomplished?
Well, we want people to hear the album, absolutely. You know, we want people to hear it, enjoy it. Moving forward in the months, you know, we're promoting the album. We actually have plans to promote also in Japan. There's some folks over there and a label over there that's helping us out there, and it's gaining acceptance in that area too. So moving forward, you know, obviously we want to get more well-known here in the States, but also in other markets, such as, you know, Spain and South America and other countries.
For someone that's listening to this interview right now and they haven't heard the band yet, what do you think is the main reason someone should go out and pick up No Time to Lose?
I think if they want an album that is going to rock, but at the same time leave you with that very good feeling, very enjoyable, catchy, melodic album, this is it. You know, there's lots of references in the album, musical references to things that, you know, happened in the past. It's not a real retro album. We didn't try to be a retro album or a throwback album, but it definitely has references to those pieces of goodness that, you know, that people love forever.